Welcome to the Arcos Advisors newsletter, Breaking Through. This is issue number 81. Navigating Uncertainty, Seizing Opportunity in a Bonnie World. The only word I can use to describe it is incomprehensible. A professional colleague used that statement to summarize a significant months-long disruptive event that her organization continues to navigate with no end or resolution in sight. Incomprehensible, and yet she and her leadership team must act. What about you and your company? Have you experienced something unpredictable, something that was previously unthinkable or seemingly intractable? The conversation is no longer unusual. We are hearing similar stories across a variety of industries. These experiences are occurring much more frequently, and they are fueling anxiety and uncertainty for leaders, leadership teams, and employees alike. Consider these statistics. In 2024, Gallup reported that 39% of working adults experienced a lot of worry the previous day, and 37% reported high stress. Moreover, a recent American Psychological Association study found that nearly two-thirds of Americans are anxious about current global events. 40% of employed adults express concern about job security, with 54% reporting that job insecurity impacts their stress levels. In addition, 77% of adults are worried about the economy. High emotional and cognitive load, accelerating change, rising worry, and declining clarity are not isolated conditions. They are signals of the environment in which we are now operating. This is a Bonnie world. Bonnie, B-A-N-I, describes an environment that is brittle, anxious, nonlinear, and incomprehensible, and it is not a passing phase. Bonnie is the context in which leadership decisions will be made for the next decade and beyond. What is Bonnie and why does it matter? Jamai Cascio, a distinguished fellow at the Institute for the Future and co-author of Navigating the Age of Chaos, introduced the Bonnie framework in 2018. It provides leaders with a way to make sense of emerging conditions and, more importantly, to act more effectively within them. For decades, the Institute for the Future has helped leaders use strategic foresight, scenarios, and future-back thinking to prepare for uncertainty and shape more resilient futures. Bonnie builds on and extends the earlier VUCA framework developed by the U.S. Army War College. VUCA stands for Volatile, Uncertain, Complex, and Ambiguous, and the VUCA framework was developed in the late 1980s. While VUCA helped leaders navigate volatility and complexity, today's conditions demand a more precise lens. As futurist Bob Johansen has noted, VUCA is no longer sufficient to describe the world leaders are facing. As leaders, recognizing this Bonnie environment and responding to it isn't optional. It's a strategic imperative. So what does Bonnie look like? Understanding the four conditions of Bonnie. Brittle, the B, describes systems that were once perceived as strong, but are now increasingly vulnerable to disruption or failure. For many organizations, brittleness shows up as strategies that are too rigid, processes that did not anticipate rapid growth, talent models that are stretched beyond capacity, or supply chains that were disrupted by external forces such as tariffs or geopolitical shifts. Anxious, the A, reflects the human response to uncertainty. Leaders, employees, clients, and customers may feel unsettled by the rapid technological change, automation and AI, shifting business models, and economic instability. Anxiety increases when people lack clarity, context, or confidence in what lies ahead. The N stands for nonlinear. Nonlinear conditions are those in which cause and effect no longer follow predictable patterns. Small changes can have a big impact, while significant efforts may yield minimal results. Thus, traditional planning approaches become less reliable. The I stands for incomprehensible. Incomprehensible refers to situations where events are difficult to fully understand or explain, even in hindsight. The belief that we can fully predict or control outcomes becomes increasingly unrealistic. Bonnie is a challenging frame. If misunderstood, it can create indecision or stall movement. However, when intentionally reframed, it becomes a powerful tool for growth, innovation, and results. Seizing the opportunities in positive Bonnie. A Bonnie environment presents opportunity alongside risk. Leaders can use a positive or a flipped Bonnie approach to guide their organizations and people through uncertainty rather than being driven by it. Each dimension of Bonnie has a corresponding positive capability that leaders can intentionally develop at both the organizational and individual levels. Moving from brittle to bendable. In a brittle environment, clarity of direction matters more than certainty of execution. Bendable organizations reduce fragility by reimagining how work and decisions flow, staying clear on where they're going, and being flexible in how they get there. At the organizational level, that might look like this: using scenario planning to identify potential disruptions and stress test current business operating and talent models, designing or clarifying decision rights frameworks and accountability that can scale with growth or as conditions change, building redundancy and contingency plans for critical roles and processes. At the individual level, what it means is focusing on outcomes rather than being really controlling about the process, adapting plans quickly without overcorrecting or self-criticizing, and protecting personal capacity through realistic pacing and boundaries. Bendable organizations anticipate change, absorb shocks, and adjust without losing momentum. Moving from anxious to attentive. At the heart of all businesses are people. In uncertain conditions, anxiety is a natural response. Practicing attentiveness through an empathetic, human-centered approach not only reduces anxiety, but also stabilizes performance and unlocks discretionary effort. At the organizational level, some of the strategies include communicating frequently and consistency, clarifying priorities, and acknowledging certainty, reducing, quote, noise, and enhancing the focus by limiting competing initiatives during periods of change, aligning leaders around shared messaging so that expectations are consistent. At the individual level, some of the strategies include, number one, listen. Practice active and empathetic listening before responding or solving. Two, put yourself in the other person's shoes to consider what they might see or feel from their viewpoint. Three, use simple presencing practices, for example, pausing, breathing, getting curious, to sustain clarity and composure. Intentional attention lowers anxiety, builds trust, and helps people stay focused and effective even when the environment feels unsettled. Moving from nonlinear to neuroflexible. When conditions are nonlinear, learning becomes more valuable than perfect solutions. Neuroflexibility combines mental and emotional agility, enabling leaders to adapt, learn, and remain effective as the environment continues to change. Three strategies at the organization level include leading change with appreciative and generative questions that surface strengths and possibilities. Using small, low-risk experiments to learn and adapt quickly. Building regular learning reviews or after-action debriefs to capture insight and adjust course. Three strategies on the individual level include responding to uncertainty with curiosity, using questions to explore and discover. Using the yes and thinking to build on what is emerging. And reflecting regularly on what is working, what you are learning, and how you are adapting. Neuroflexible leaders foster organizations that learn faster and turn uncertainty into forward momentum. Moving from incomprehensible to interconnected. In Bonnie, incomprehensible often signals that key perspectives are missing. Opportunity emerges when leaders widen their view, engage the right people, and intentionally cultivate connection and collaboration. The organizational strategies include, 1, involving cross-functional perspectives and multi-level viewpoints early in problem-solving or key decision-making. 2, designing forums that promote collaboration rather than siloed execution. And 3, connecting strategy discussions to the lived experience of the work across the organization, promoting full systems engagement. On the individual side, strategies include investing intentionally in relationships that support both your performance and your well-being, seeking diverse perspectives to improve your judgment and reduce blind spots, and 3, cultivating connections with peers, mentors, or trusted advisors to stay grounded and reduce isolation. Interconnected systems and leaders absorb disruption more effectively by engaging the right people early, improving judgment, coordination, and shared understanding. Leading forward. The future may be uncertain, but leadership still calls for thoughtful action. When the positive Bonnie capabilities are practiced at both the organizational and individual levels, uncertainty becomes a source of resilience and strength rather than an emotional and cognitive drain. Organizations gain direction, performance, and long-term sustainability. Individuals regain clarity, energy, and confidence in how they lead and show up every day. To engage the future with intention, select the strategies that resonate most and put them into practice. In a Bonnie world, advantage doesn't come from predicting what's next. It comes from leaders and organizations designed and developed to act, learn, and adapt together. If you'd like to explore this topic further, check out our Breaking Through Questions section of our newsletter. There are 4 questions there you could reflect on yourself or discuss with your leadership team. Or if you want to go further in one particular dimension of Bonnie or all 4, we've also included a downloadable Thought Provoker tool that walks you through each Bonnie dimension with very specific questions that you can contemplate.